You're listening to Saturday Chronicle on Saturday the 29th of February, and we are here in Ogunlo National School, and we're here to see some absolutely fabulous artwork, a beautiful mosaic which at the moment is laid out on the floor, but which will eventually make its way onto the wall. John, I think we're very impressed.
Absolutely. To look at this work, as you say, lying flat on the floor at the moment, ready to be reassembled in the corridor. Am I right in that?
In the entrance.
Yeah. So anyway, what we're going to do, Jim, is talk to... We have four of our students who are heavily involved in the project here at the table. Okay. Now, the artist in school, I'm correct in saying Natalie, who is the artist in question. Natalie, how does this artist in school system work? I mean, you've done it quite a number of them.
Okay. I do it this way, it's handy.
Okay.
Yeah, we can.
No, I hold the mic and you can.
Oh, okay. So would you mind just saying that again? How does it work?
Yes.
The artist in school, you're going to have to cut those. Okay, the artist in school, so it's a scheme that's run by Clare Arts Office.
Yeah.
And it's been running for a few years now. And what they do is that every year in September, schools can apply to Clare Arts Office if they have a project in mind or if they have an artist in mind they'd like to do a project with. And it's a collaborative proposal written by the artist and by the school, and it goes into Clare Arts Office, and a few artists would be selected or a few schools would be selected. And you would get... Well, it worked out, we do 6 full days. Some artists might go in and do 2 hours a week and do it over a longer time, but we do 6 full days. And yeah, the school pays for the materials and the Arts Office pays for the artist to do the residency.
So we'll be talking, I suppose we'll be talking about that then with some of the students who've participated.
Yes.
5th and 6th class, Bernie. We're joined by Bernie O'Toole, who's the class teacher from 5th and 6th, Bernie, am I right?
Yes, yeah. I teach.
How did you kind of get involved with Nat and Natalie?
Well, Natalie has been coming to our school, I suppose, for a number of years, doing the Artists in Schools project. So we actually apply for the artists we want. So we've always worked well with Natalie, and we just looked for her again and got in contact with her, and she was able to do it, so we were delighted.
So then we come up with the idea. This is now where the students come into it, isn't it, really?
That's it.
And we have Sean, 5th class, Sean?
6th class.
6th class, I beg your pardon. Sean, how did it all start from the student point of view?
Well, we're making a mosaic art feature. And so it started when Natalie showed us... some of Gaudi's work in Barcelona on a Skype call.
Yeah.
And we just tried to like take inspiration from that.
And how inspiring was it? I mean, we're looking at amazing, Jim, inspiration here, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely amazing there on the floor, John. Beautiful work. And we can go into, in a moment, maybe the detail that's in it.
Yeah.
But so you were inspired.
Yeah, it's very, the work was very good.
So, Sean, how did you actually decide on the theme that's there, you know, that's running through the mosaic?
Well, the tree in the middle of the central mosaic, it represents, like, our school, and there's a school crest, like, in the middle of the tree, and that represents our school crest in our community.
And what is your school crest? What is that? What is it?
Well, it's there's a book, and there's
I see two Hurleys.
There's two Hurleys. There's a music note, and a deer and a dancer.
Very good, very good. So you incorporated that into the tree?
Yeah, that was the main part of the...
Yeah. And what about Owen? You were involved in the detail of it, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, tell me about your involvement?
Well, at the start, I was just doing my own one. So we would look up pictures on the internet of what we wanted to do. Some people chose animals. Some people chose trees for, you know, for the endangered and all that going around. And then once we had a good look at them, we started drawing them. And then we had a few trials on a piece of paper. Then we actually drew it onto the wood. So after that, after a few hours and all that, once we had all it on, we started putting the mosaics on. Mm. That was the hard bit, trying to cut them all on.
So I'm wondering, how do we get the little mosaic pieces create the shapes that you want to create?
Yeah, so Natalie had luckily bring us in some mosaic cutters. So we had a box there of the ones we'd picked out.
Yeah.
And then you would get them and you would get the mosaic cutters and you would cut them in half or any shape you wanted.
Yeah.
And you would put them where you drew your thing onto.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Owen, your second, your surname is?
Dynan.
Dynan. Dynan.
Well, Dynan and Harvey, so...
Dynan and Harvey.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're in sixth class?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Have you had a look yet, Jim, at the detail that's there in the mosaic?
Only briefly, John.
Yeah.
But I think maybe, you know, in a few minutes we might go over and we might bring the mics over and ask the lads to explain to us maybe why they chose some particular images and have a look around, particularly around the circle at the outside of the mosaic.
So we have Amy Roberts. Amy, you're in sixth class as well, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the ideas, from your point of view, what kind of ideas did you feel like highlighting?
Well, we were very concerned about global warming and its effects on animals and their habitats. And most recently, bushfires in Australia that are destroying habitats and ocean pollution, which is damaging coral reefs and oceans.
Yeah, and it's frightening, isn't it?
Yeah.
And isn't it interesting, Amy, that it's the young people of your age and a little older at second level who are taking up the battle. Isn't it? And you mentioned the big one there. What do you think is the most serious environmental problem we're facing?
Ocean pollution.
You didn't happen to see the TV program on that, did you?
No.
Did any of you see that program?
I think I saw one of them, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you going to continue now to be involved in the environmental question?
We'll try our best to.
You're actually, am I correct in saying, or did I hear somebody say that the green flag, you're fighting for another green flag? Is that right, Bernie?
On global citizenship, yeah.
On global, yeah. So it won't be a once-off, okay, once this goes up. By the way, you're going to have an opening for that. You're going to have an unveiling.
I'm not sure.
I'm sure we will. And have tea and cake, John.
And let's hope we're invited, John.
That's indeed. And so thank you very much, Amy. And we have beside me here Ronan Lynch. Ronan, dying to get in, aren't you?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of. Now, what's your... big question.
I don't really have one. It's just I kind of think that environmental issues are one of the more important things in this mosaic.
Yeah.
Because they're very important to everyone, because it doesn't really matter where in the world that you are. Environmental issues like pollution, global warming, deforestation, poaching, sustainability of agriculture even.
Yeah.
And they'll affect you anywhere, wherever you are.
Very, very true, indeed, yeah. So, okay, if Jim and myself were to say to the class as a whole, not just the four who are around the table here, if we were to say to you, okay, is there one thing, just one thing, that you would each do in your lives to help the environment question now? Anybody? Take that one. Owen?
I mainly think that the biggest one would be shutting down all like plastic users that mainly use them and telling them to use more reusable ones. Because right now, millions and millions of factories are making just stupid amounts of plastic that can only be used once.
Yeah.
And where does that go? Into our oceans, killing our fish everywhere.
Good man. Indeed. So hands up, everybody who agrees with him on that. Hands go. Now, yep. That means
a lot
then,
of hands gone up.
A lot of hands went up there. So we're going to say, right, if Jim and myself come back here in 4 weeks' time, would we notice something different that helps the environment that you would have done yourselves in your own small way? Well, we'll take anybody? Yeah?
Well, we're trying to do this thing in our green school. We're going to do a Wednesday where everyone, they only bring in reusable plastic. And then we're going to weigh that plastic and then a normal day. We're going to weigh them up.
Yes.
To see what's the difference between the both of them. And that's going to go towards our green flag.
Good. That's a very good idea, isn't it? What about the actual, I'm looking around. Do I see any plastic containers that are not reusable?
Yeah, I'm looking at several plastic containers here beside me, John, but they're all reusable.
They're all reusable.
So,
yeah.
They're doing their bit.
Yeah, they're doing.
Yeah. I think Natalie might want to just make a comment at this stage.
I just wanted to say, in relation to where the idea came from the beginning, Marie Roberts had contacted me because of the new extension on the school, to say that, you know, she was looking at some kind of artwork might be nice there, and she was thinking about the school crest, which was created when the school opened, I think, in the 60s. But she felt at this time, with all the thing that's going on about the environment and Brexit and all the different world issues, that maybe the identity of being a student in this school now may feel different to how it was in the 60s. So we were looking, really the idea came from there, that we then took that and put it to the young people here in this school, what were the important issues for them? And that's then what grew from that. You know, that they were very, very passionate about animals that were endangered because either from pollution or loss of habitat, and that's kind of where that came from. So we wanted to represent the school in a crest, but we also wanted to reimagine, well, what might the identity be now? If we were creating a crest now, what would it be? And this is the result that's come from the young people's ideas.
That's a beautiful, beautiful process, isn't it,
yeah,
really?
Very good. Excellent. Yeah. And I'm just thinking, Bernie, I mean, this would be something that fits in perfectly with the school curriculum, and you can bring it in under a whole load of strands, and also, of course, such a worthwhile project to do.
Yeah, extremely worthwhile, and it fitted in across many areas between maths and art and oral language, geography and science. I mean, it was endless, so it's been really beneficial to us and the pupils of our school.
Yeah.
And also, you were telling me, Bernie, you'd spent the last few months with the young people working on global citizenship. So the awareness, you know, when people are in fifth and sixth class, you're more outward looking towards the world and considering things, and you know, you're getting ready to step into being an older child, really. And that you know, there'd been no end of opinions and ideas and creative ideas about how to deal with environmental issues and world issues from the young people, but it's fitted in with your global citizenship.
Yes, yeah. And I would have to say that the pupils here in Ogunlo, especially in fifth and sixth class, they really want to make a difference in their community and in the world. So well done to them.
Well, well done indeed. It's a great, great motto. Great. Now, what's going to happen next? It's lying on the floor at this point. Okay. So
if we move over, perhaps, and have a look at the mosaic, and maybe various pupils might tell us what the different images are on the mosaic.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to move now to the actual mosaic, which, as I said, is currently lying on the floor. And we're going to talk to the students, as Jim said, about the themes that are in the actual mosaic itself. Okay, so now we're looking down at the actual mosaic on the floor, which will be reconstituted on the wall of the school entrance, isn't that? Am I correct in that? Okay. And the centerpiece is a tree, beautifully constructed, beautifully done, incorporating the actual school motto, the school coat of, I was going to say coat of arms, but it's beautiful. Anyway, there are there's a number of themes centered around the actual tree itself then, and we have the students who came up with these ideas looking down at them, and we're going to ask them to, you know, tell us what actually prompted the Ella, what was your theme? What did you pick out?
I picked a seahorse.
A seahorse? And why did you do that?
I picked a seahorse because they're getting choked to death by the plastic that holds the beer cans.
Yeah. So what are you going to do about that now?
I'm going to tell my dad not to buy that anymore.
Okay. That's a good one, isn't it? Simple. Dad, Mom, don't buy. Somebody said to me the other day, I'm not going to take bags out of shops anymore. I'm going to bring a basket to the actual shop and put my stuff into that. Wouldn't that be a good idea? Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, how did you actually make the sea urchin?
Well, first we had to sketch it out on a piece of paper that was the exact same size as the boards, and then we had to trace it onto the board, and then we got to start mosaicing, which we use wood glue for, because we did the project on plywood.
Plywood. Yeah, okay. It's lovely, actually. Are you pleased with the way it turned out?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much indeed. Now, what did you, on my left-hand side, who have I?
Cayman Dynan.
Now, Cayman, what did you actually contribute to that?
I picked a dolphin.
You which?
I picked a dolphin.
A dolphin? Where is he?
It's on your right. It's over there.
On my right over there?
Sure. It's right there.
Okay. Have you ever seen a dolphin?
Not a real one, no, but I've seen pictures of them.
Anybody know who was the first named dolphin that we saw on our television screens in Ireland? Anybody know? Fungi. Did you see him? Well done. You didn't swim with him, though, did you? So, your dolphin. Are we worried about the dolphins?
Yes, because they're getting caught in fishermen's nets, and they get choked by them, and they're eating the plastic, thinking it's food, and then they choke to death.
Good man, yeah. So, and the dolphin, have you ever seen one?
In pictures, yes.
Well done. So that's the dolphin. Jim, who have you there beside you?
I'm Fionn McHugh.
Fionn McHugh.
Yeah.
And Fionn, what are you looking at there? That
my one was a red squirrel.
The red squirrel?
Yeah.
Oh dear. Have you ever seen a red squirrel around Ogunlow?
No, but I've seen a few in London.
In London?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know anything about the red squirrel in Ireland?
Yeah, they are endangered by the grey squirrel because the population are growing.
And why? Do we have the grey squirrel around here?
I haven't seen any, no, but and there probably are two or three, maybe.
I don't... does anybody know anything about the grey squirrel? west of the Shannon. As far as we know, they've never got across yet. It's not good. So, squirrel, where's our squirrel again? Yeah. Now, was that hard to do?
Yeah.
It was hard, was it? Who helped you do that?
Well, each piece was done on your own.
On your own?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Will we know, will future generations in Ogunlo know that you did the dolphin?
I don't know, probably. Because we might be putting up little things we wrote about the animal that we did and why they're endangered.
I think that's a great idea, isn't it? What do you think, Bernie?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. So, will you pass the mic? Thank you very much. Will you pass the mic to your friend there? And who have we?
Daniel.
Daniel. Daniel.
Weir.
Weir.
Yeah.
Daniel, what was your choice?
I did a tropical parrot.
What is it?
A tropical parrot down there.
Yeah. And tell me a little about it.
It lives in the Amazon rainforest and it has lots of different colours.
Yeah.
And it's endangered because all the trees are getting cut down.
Why are they doing that?
Because they need room for farmland and they need the wood.
They do. And
yeah.
Is it necessary to cut down the Amazon?
Not really.
Would you fight against it?
Maybe.
Yeah, well, indeed, yeah. So that's that one. Who's beside you there?
Ryan.
No.
I'm Ryan McHugh.
Okay, Ryan. Ryan, is it?
Yeah.
Ryan. Ryan, what did you make?
I made a panda.
A panda?
Yeah.
A lovely little bear. Where is he?
He's up there.
Oh, there he is, smiling up at us, isn't he? And you actually got the smile into him too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a panda?
No. Well, I have seen him in pictures, but not in real life.
You won't find them going around the hills of Ogunlo, will you?
No.
Okay. Was this hard to do?
Yeah, it was the last one done.
The last one done, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You spoke about cutting the actual pieces. Could anybody show me how that's done? Anybody got a cutter there? Yeah. Yeah. So, and deciding on the colour then, because you, as a group, you seem to have blended the colours very, very, very well. You know. Deciding on what colour? Well, of course, deciding on the colour of the panda. We all know the panda is black and white, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. What part of the world, by the way, would you get the pandas mostly?
The Amazons are rainforests.
Yeah, yeah. And we also associate it with China, I think, don't we?
Yeah.
The Chinese. Now, anyway, we have Jim.
Yeah, we have a cutter here, John. Now, the pieces of the mosaic, they're like glass, Natalie, I suppose. Type of glass. So the cutters here it has two, like a pliers type of thing, isn't that right?
Yeah, it is a bit like pliers. It's got these two cutting wheel things, but they won't spin or anything, no.
Okay, so will you take a piece of glass there and describe now for us what you're doing?
So you just push the two handles together like a pair of pliers. You get it in the right place, like you can turn it diagonal if you want a triangle, and you just squeeze it together really hard.
Okay. And this type of glass, it doesn't have jagged edges or sharp edges, or it's not dangerous, we'll say, like you would do a piece of window glass.
Well, it depends on how you cut it. Sometimes it can be very sharp.
Okay, so you have to be a little careful.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. Natalie, the actual mosaic pieces, mosaic itself, what are we talking about when we...
Well, mosaic could actually... you can make a mosaic almost out of anything. You could use stones, or you can use tiles, you can use glass, you can use beads. We're actually using glass mosaic tiles. And the reason we're using glass is it's much easier to cut, and the colours come in a huge variety. So this is actually, it's coloured glass that's been moulded into the shape of a tile. So the colours will last forever, they won't fade. And you can see we get a huge variety of different colours, which is much more fun to work with for the images that we want to create. So when you buy them, they're not sharp on the edges, but as soon as you cut them, they then have a sharp side to them. So we've had to be really careful. People have had to learn how to use the tools. They've also had to really take on board the health and safety aspect so that nobody had any pieces flinging across the room. You know, we did it so everyone was safe. And there were a few little cuts and grazes on fingers, but we knew that beforehand, and we had a pack of plasters, and there's no harm in a little bit of danger in life. It was grand, wasn't it?
So this has been a team job
by all the class. Yeah, every single person in the class has been 100% involved.
And what about the idea of a permanent record of those?
Yes, so they've all written a piece. I think one of them was saying that. Yes. They've all written a piece about their individual piece that they did and why they did it. And that will be kept as a record, and we've taken photographs, so we have to write a report up to send into the Clare Arts Office about this. We've obviously taken a lot of photos, and with videos being taken at the moment, and this radio thing. So there will be a permanent record of it. It's a really wonderful legacy for the young people here to leave. Some of them will be going on to secondary school in September. So it's a wonderful thing they'll leave that will be up forever in the school.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. Okay, thank you. So now, who have we?
Ashling. My name's Ashling Murnan, and I chose a swan because they're really nice animals, and they're really elegant, and they're being declined.
Yeah. I'm standing right beside your swan now. You really capture that lovely curved neck, haven't you?
Yeah.
By the way, do you have any swans gathering around Ogunlow?
Down in Tumal Gate. There's a few down there, yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever go down and feed them, or?
We'll go down in the summer, yeah.
You do in the summertime, yeah. Yeah, yeah. There. Well done. How hard was that for you?
It was very hard to get the curve, trying to cut them into the right shapes.
Shapes. Were there any disasters?
Not really, no.
Not really. Did you get to bring it home? Were you able to work on it at home?
No, we just did it every Thursday. And Ashley came.
Yeah. Okay. So well done. Lovely. Our dear, dear swan. Very much a Celtic bird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, thank you. Who have we?
My name's Laura Danaher, and I chose a heart because it represents love.
The which one?
The heart.
The heart.
Yeah. And I chose it because it represents love, and I think we need more love in this world.
You do?
Yeah.
What prompts you to say that?
Because lots of people are saying, I love animals, and then they're the ones buying all the plastic and throwing them into the rivers, and that's what's killing the animals.
But aren't you all doing the same thing?
Yeah. But there's new things in the supermarkets, and they're trying to cut down on the plastics and use more cardboards and stuff. Yeah. So, yeah.
So are you going to make a point of cutting plastics out of your shopping?
Yeah, we try our best to not pick up plastic, but we do have we still do pick up the odd piece. But if it would be great if like the supermarkets try to cut down on some of the plastic as well.
Oh,
and
indeed.
They buy, yeah.
So at the table at home, do you ever make the point you've just made?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very, very much. Thanks. And well done on our Irish swan. And now, who have we?
Hi, my name's Sean.
Sean.
Yeah. And I did a polar bear.
The polar bear. Where is our polar bear? Oh, there he is. Yeah, lovely. Know anything about the polar bear?
Well, their climate is getting destroyed by climate change and all the actions we do on the world. It affects the polar bears and the Arctic and Antarctica.
Yeah, yeah.
They haven't as much ice as they used to have, isn't that right?
No, the ice is melting more every year.
Do you know what temperature was recorded, Jim, in the Antarctic last month? 22 degrees Celsius.
True.
Now, 22 degrees would be a good summer's day here in Ireland. Where the poor polar bear is having great difficulty, isn't he?
Yeah, it's very hard for them.
Very hard for them. Have we got a polar bear in the zoo in Dublin?
Yeah, I think there's a few down there.
It's still there, yeah. So, now how hard was it to get the shape right for you in the polar bear?
It took a lot of long days of working on it and a lot of cutting the mosaics.
Yeah. But you're happy with the outcome?
Yeah.
Good man, well done. So now we're back to the man himself.
Yeah. Hi, anyway. I'm Ronan.
Ronan again. So Ronan, what was your choice?
I made a bee.
A bee?
Yeah.
Oh, come with you. Oh, there he is. Now, why did you pick the bee?
I picked a bee because everybody knows how important bees are, because they pollinate all the trees and the flowers and everything, and everyone can really relate to how much they need to save bees.
And has something happened to the bee in the last 20 years here in Ireland?
I don't know.
Yeah, an interesting thing. Is there anybody here who knows that one?
In the last few years, people have been killing them, which is a bit really bad because they are giving us pollen for flowers, and we need the flowers. So people, when they see them, they should, instead of killing them, like, let them out the window or door. And they've started to do that, and we've been getting better now.
Do any of you have bees at home? Beehives? No? You do? Yeah? Yeah, and another man has his hand up. Yeah? Good boy. So, the bee was hit by a parasite about 20 years ago. And it seems it's a bit like the coronavirus that's spreading at the world at the moment. And it has done terrible damage to the bee population. So, we have in Ogunlow a number of beekeepers, and so it's good that you would support your local honey may. Now, who have we next?
Hi, I'm Amy.
Yes.
And I did a koala.
Sorry?
I did a koala.
A koala. Now, where is our koala? Oh, there. Lovely. Very colourful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where would I find a koala?
In Australia.
In Australia. Anything happened to a lot of them this year?
Well, their habitats were being ruined and they were being killed by the bushfires in Australia.
They were awful, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The koala bear. Well, thank you very much. Lovely, very colourful.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy doing that one?
Yeah, it was very hard though to, like,
was
draw
it very
out.
Hard? Is it easier to get back to doing maths and Irish and English and what have you?
Well, they're easier, but this is better.
Well said, well said. Thank you very much. And finally, yourself.
Hi, I'm Owen Harvey, and I did the handshake.
Where is...
Don't know.
Oh, that's very interesting. What prompted that?
Well, when I was thinking about what I was going to do, I was thinking about all the racism and peace and war going around.
Yeah?
So I said I was going to do peace. I was going to do a handshake for peace.
Yes.
And make one hand white or peach and the other one black. So for racism and peace.
Very clever. Not very interesting idea,
yeah,
Jim.
Very good. Very, lovely. Very good. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you are, your handshake to the future generations.
Yeah.
When you're our age, imagine, people would be coming along out there in the hallway, and they were saying, "Oh, look at that! That was my great grandfather." You could say, "So well done! It's lovely." Indeed.
Thank you,
Jim. What do you think?
I'm looking here at the tree which sort of frames the crest.
Yes.
And down at the bottom, I see a lovely purple and pink heart. Could somebody like to? Will you? Yeah, we have a girl here who will maybe tell us about it.
Well, me and my friend Joanna Grady, we did the heart, and we were thinking of what colours to do. So we decided to do pink and purple because they looked good together. And as we were doing the heart around it, we decided to put like yellow and red ones around it because they look nice together and they tied in with the piece and the heart because they're all nice colours.
Mm-hmm. And it's down, why is it down at the root of the tree?
Because, well, in my opinion, that I think that the heart of the tree is down at the roots because that's where it all starts. So, because your heart is there forever. And
that's very, yeah. Very
so the
good.
Roots are there forever as well.
Yeah.
Very good. Very, very, very thoughtful, isn't it?
It is indeed. Yeah. Who actually did the design of the tree?
Natalie
directed that.
Yeah,
she?
Natalie and I think one of the students as well.
Yeah.
Did.
Bernie,
did.
Come on in and join us again. Bernie O'Toole is the class teacher.
A very reluctant person on the radio this morning.
Bernie, has it been a good use of students' time?
Oh, most definitely. Like they've learned so much between the different skills they've learned to do with using mosaics and cutting tiles and grouting and, you know, cleaning up the pieces afterwards. And then I suppose integrating it then with all the other subjects. I mean, they did so much to do with maths and measuring and geography and the global citizenship, and it just all tied in together. So it's been a really valuable use of our time, and I think it'll stay with them for forever, really. Do you know?
Absolutely. Well, to be recommended as part of the normal life of a primary school or a secondary school, would you?
Oh, I think definitely, because I mean it's only for 6 weeks, so yeah. It's 6 days out of the school year, which isn't a whole lot really, and I think they learn twice as much by doing a project like this, which ties in so many subject areas, than just doing individual themes and different areas on their own.
Mm-hmm. And of course, as well as staying with children after they leave here, I mean, this will stay here in the school and be a reminder to both themselves when they come back and to, you know, future generations of children of the various issues that they dealt with.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, as Natalie said previously, it's a great legacy to leave behind. Absolutely. And hopefully make others think about, you know, our world going forward and our local area.
But it's a beautiful piece of artwork, isn't it?
It's fabulous. I mean, absolutely fabulous.
Absolutely. Thoughtful, Jim.
Yeah. So when you're in... when any of our listeners happen to be in Ogonlow School, whether it's for voting or for whatever reason, do have a look at it and spend a bit of time, because there's so many... all the images all have their own story. And all, you know, a great amount of thought has been put into it.
So now they're getting it ready. Natalie, just a final word on... I see they're all working hard now at the table over there, getting it ready for transfer.
Yeah, we're kind of against the clock now. We have to do the grouting.
Yeah.
And then we have to do the clean-up. So the grouting doesn't take too long, but the cleanup takes forever. And we have to make sure that no grout is drying on it that's in the wrong place or it's lumpy. So they've all got, you can see now it's all hands on deck to get this done.
And is it going up today?
No. The grout will have to be left dry. And I think Marie Roberts has volunteered her husband to put it up.
Oh, very good.
I'm not quite sure when it will be going up, but you can see we've made a template here to make life a little bit easier for him.
Yeah.
For where to put the screw holes in the wall and all of that, but it's going to take hours to put it up.
And where will it go?
So
exactly?
When you come in the new main entrance, which you came in the side door, but when you come in the new main entrance, on the left-hand side, there's a wall, and it will be on that wall there. So it's kind of, I suppose it's there for any of the children, but also the teachers and any parents or visitors to the school to see. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Jim, all around. That's for, thank you very much, Natalie and Bernie. Thank you for
thank you.
Having us in here today. It's been an enjoyable experience, Jim.
It's been, I hope we haven't held up everybody too much.
What?
But I hope we haven't held up everybody too much, John, but it's been a lovely experience. Great to come back to the classroom again for both of us.
Without responsibility.
Yes, we can go.
Bernie, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So now, there we are. We say goodbye to our mosaic project in O'Gonlan National School. Okay, thank you to Bernie, the class teacher, Bernie O'Toole, and to Natalie, who is the artist in residence for the project, and to all the students. Are you going to say a few words?
Thanks anyway for putting us on the radio.
I know, tell our listener again who you are.
I'm Ronan.
Ronan Lynch. And Ronan, you're in sixth class. Thank you very, very much indeed. You've been very welcoming, and it's been a pleasure, Jim.
It has indeed. Okay, John.